847-849-9913.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
Raise your hand if you love Jesus.
K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ, San Marcos, Poway, San Diego,
and the world at kprz.com.
The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ is brought to you from the Christian Solidarity International Studios.
1210 AM KPRZ.
Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
The sunshine.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Oh, my goodness. You know what? Rhea did a nice job, huh? She did a good job. Rhea Middleton. So if you're looking for a dentist, which my family is, that works out really good. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our very good friend, Eric Holloway. Eric contacted me today, had stuff going on, could not make it in the studio. I would typically say that that means that he's busy, which is a good thing. Or he's probably got a lot of family coming in. That's a good thing. Here's the key. He's going to come in next Friday. So for those of you that were kind of hoping to hear Eric and then share a little bit more of his testimony, we're going to do that next Friday. Eric will be in studio. But remember, this segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing. With 20 years of experience, active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications. 40 different. I've got to ask him again on the air. What does that mean? They're licensed and bonded in all these different elements. They got testimonies from people just like you and I. The big deal for them, new roof construction, old roof replacements, any repairs, anything that's going on the roof, call them. Call them. Give them a call, 760-743-8803, 760-743-8803. You can go to excaliburroofing.com to get some general information about all the stuff that they do, which is more than you're going to look at it and go, whoa. Also, all the estimates are free. Don't forget. I was handed this piece of paper as I went into the production room. Is that a production room? Is that what you're in? Is it like a producer's room. So it's not really a production room. It's actually your room. Sarah, are we feeling possessive today? Okay. And I was handed this note, so I wanted to repeat it. It's a joke, but it's a funny one, so I want to repeat it because most jokes that people hand people around here are funnier than the jokes I tell. Here it is. A man was driving down the street in a sweat because he had an important meeting and he couldn't find parking. He looked up toward heaven and he said, "Lord, take pity on me. If you find me a parking space, I'll go to church every Sunday for the rest of my life and give up my bad habits." Miraculously, a parking space appeared. The man looked up again and said, "Never mind, Lord, I found one."
Da-da-da. Spoon!
That's pretty funny, isn't it? That's a pretty funny joke. I like that. Okay, so we've got a lot of stuff going on, not the least. I mean, there's story after story after story after story, not the least of which is, as you know, Mark Burnett and Roma Downey are going to be coming on the show. Did I tell you guys this? They're coming on the show next month to promote the movie that they're bringing out called Son of God. So that's pretty exciting. Guess what happened, though? Ooh, I don't know if I want to talk to him about this or not. I'm still thinking about it. But The Voice, you know the show The Voice? They're taking a lot of heat because they dropped the word Lord from a popular church song. They were singing the song Will the Circle Be Unbroken, and they replaced the word Lord with O. First of all, God's not name is O. So that's at least there. So Coach Blake said he was surprised as anyone. He's like, I don't know what happened. I'm singing along the songs, and all of a sudden, bam. So they asked Mark Burnett, executive producer Mark Burnett, who also produces the miniseries The Bible, just did The Bible and doing The Son of God. He also was caught unaware that that had taken place, apparently because they wanted to release the song free on iTunes. They picked a public domain version, which is kind of a watered-down version. He said, in a nutshell, they're going to have to get this taken care of because that's not the kind of thing he supports, man. He's not for that. So I love that they did something wrong. Watch, this is what I like. This is what I wish all the leaders would do. That the show did something wrong. They didn't intentionally do it wrong. Somebody picked a public domain one because they didn't. They wanted everybody to be able to get it on iTunes. But they realized that they dropped the word Lord from Will the Circle Be Unbroken. And the executive producer said, nuh-uh. Right? That's a bad. We got to change. Is that great, though, that he took that on and said, yeah, we got to change that? I like that. I think that's more honorable. I wish people that would make mistakes in leadership and in all the different components would say, I did that wrong. I was wrong about that. When I do something wrong with my wife, if I get to figure it out before she does, yeah, every guy who knows and listens to the show is like going, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. If I get that opportunity, I want to own it as soon as I can. Now, unfortunately for me, she has to point out most of it. But when she does and I do it wrong, I own it. You see, you own it. If you do something wrong, own it. Make it like, yep, I got to do that better. When David was confronted with his sin by Nathan, and Nathan said, thou art the man, he said, I sinned against the Lord. He didn't sit there and put up a big defense. When Saul, the king, was confronted, he said, I did everything. I did everything. I'm innocent. We got to stop justifying ourselves. When the Lord calls us out on something, or when we do something wrong, or when we're doing something that's not appropriate and the Holy Spirit's convicting us, we need to own it as soon as possible. Instead of defending or getting all feisty or the biggest thing for us, I think this would be the biggest thing. Being defensive when somebody asks you something or talks to you about something or you know, almost in a challenging way, being defensive is the wrong spirit. We got to stop defending. You know what? We're doing the best we can. If you make a mistake and you know, hey, I'm kind of blowing it today, just say, hey, I'm kind of blowing it today. What is wrong with that? Would you not respect people more if they owned what they were doing more? I mean, wouldn't that be a natural response for you to be able to go, well, thanks. I appreciate that. Do you think I've lost? Well, I have lost my mind. But what do you think about that? That people that won't own it, you know, don't you think that there's something going on that they won't own it? Is there something taking place there?
I think there's something deeper going on that they don't want to admit, maybe an insecurity that they have or just something that they know that's deeply troubling or wrong within themselves.
Yeah, good point. That's very good insight, sir. What are you expecting to get turkey tomorrow or something?
Oh, the insight is now before I get the turkey, because after that, nothing happens.
So wait, in fact, we missed RoboPaul. He was going to tell us how it wasn't the tryptophan that gets you tired. He told me he was going to
to put a shout out to Paul, RoboPaul, once we bring it back up, so we can get him back on.
All right, when he comes back and he's got to tell me why that's not what gets me tired. You know what really gets me tired, though? You know what really gets me tired? Getting up to get more.
Yes, I agree.
They ought to come up with something for that. I mean, I remember the movie Wall-E. They just sat in the chair. It's like, that's what I want to do on Thanksgiving. I want to sit in the chair. You know, I was thinking of working out early in the morning, and then I thought to myself, what are you, nuts? It's like, what? What? I need to be nice and, you know, still so I can absorb more food.
Usually the week of Thanksgiving, and I love being healthy and exercising and whatnot, the week of Thanksgiving, I don't even think about it.
Well, I told you last year when you were doing the show with me, I told her, man, I did it this year again, that it's the only time where you get negative calories. When you eat, the more you eat, the more you lose. There's nothing better than that in all the world. There's nothing better than that in all the world. I've got one of the funniest stories ever, again, sitting in my hand. I'm not telling it to you yet because it's too funny. And then I got another story that has to do with bacon that's going to make you cry. No, I mean happy. Tears of joy.
I was going to say the only thing about bacon you can make me cry is saying that we have no more.
No, we have plenty. There's no problems there.
Everything wrapped in bacon is better.
Remember that 107-year-old? What's the key to life? Bacon.
God bless her.
I just love that. Bacon. That's not the right answer. Bacon. She's 107. She can say whatever she wants. It doesn't matter what anybody says. Let's wrap up on this segment just by telling you some of the various asunder historical elements. The first 3D movie ever appeared on this day. Can you possibly guess what year? What year the first 3D movie came out? What year? Just out of the anything you can get. If you get it right, you don't owe me a monster.
How many shots do I get?
One. I'm not that generous.
All right. Let's see the very first 3D movie I saw was Jaws 3. That would put it about circa, which I know wasn't the first. That would put it at about circa 1989-ish. So I'm going to say the first one was probably a decade before that. I'm also going to maybe take it back a year. Let's say 1978.
Oh, I think RoboPaul wants to weigh in on this. Does RoboPaul have a guess? Unless he looked it up, I'll have to. Did he look it up?
Well, I know, but we were talking about the first 3D
first
movie.
First 3D
ever.
Movie. Stay there, though. I want him to talk about Turkey. Well, we'll bring him on next segment. First 3D movie appeared 1952.
Really?
Yep, 1952.
What movie was that?
I cannot tell you the name of the movie because it has the word devil in it.
Oh.
Okay. In 1895 on this day, Alfred Nobel signed his last will, which established the Nobel Prize. 1910, New York, Pennsylvania station opened. In 1970, let's see, Gerald Ford, 1973, Gerald Ford was confirmed by the Senate to become vice president, succeeding Spiro Agnew. Here's a neat one. In 2003, President Bush secretly flew to Iraq to spend Thanksgiving with the troops. Everybody that thinks he's a bad president for doing stuff like that has no class. And also, you probably didn't know this, it's Pins and Needles Day. I should have kept you waiting, because then I could have kept you waiting on pins and needles. Get it? Pins and... Okay. We're going to take a break, come back, and then RoboPaul's going to join us.
All louder. Because you see, Oz, normally an amp goes from 1 to 10, see? But Oz, they go to 11, see? So Oz are one more. They're louder, see? So you turn them all the way to 11, all the way up. They're louder.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon. Let's get serious around here. Right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, RoboPaul's going to join us and tell us why turkey doesn't make us tired or something like that.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
Beat the crowds and get free shipping at FleetFarm.com, the website with everything. Use promo code FleetFarm for free standard shipping on all your holiday purchases. That's FleetFarm.com, and use promo code FleetFarm for free standard shipping this season. FleetFarm.com, we love it.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi friends, Marty Schneider here. You know that my calling is to do financial plans for my listeners and clients. The unfortunate truth is that 80% of Americans don't have a plan or a strategy for their retirement. That helps to put together all the pieces of their puzzle. That includes their retirement plans through work, Social Security benefits, IRAs, Roth IRAs, 401ks, pension plans, and whatever else you might have. What I can offer is the chance to take all those pieces of your financial life and put them together into a strategy that can show you exactly what your retirement income might look like. And of course, we can then talk about ways to improve that picture and reduce your income taxes during your retirement years. It's a plan that other advisors charge up to $2,500 for, and I offer this as an absolutely free service. So call me for your complimentary consultation at 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, helping to minimize my clients' taxes for 33 years. 800-727-PLAN.
This Christmas, I want to help Anna.
This Christmas, I want to help Jacob.
I want to help
Carlos. His Christmas letter says,
I would like more pants because I have to wear the same ones every day.
Sometimes my parents have to buy diapers for my brother instead of food for our family.
I need shoes because mine are too small for me now, and I need a backpack.
Me, I want a ballerina Barbie and a pretend telephone.
KPRZ and Toys for Joy believe that every child deserves a joyful Christmas. Last year, Toys for Joy filled the hands of more than 10,000 guests with toys, books, clothing, and bags of groceries. KPRZ wants to help bring the Christmas spirit to the nearly 1 in 5 San Diego children living in poverty. This year's amazing Toys for Joy KPRZ sponsored event will be Saturday, December 14th. Details at KPRZ.com. Toys for Joy. It's more than a toy.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Calling the show right now is our good friend Jeff. Jeff, how you doing today?
How are you doing today, David?
I'm doing great, man. Hey, I need you to call whatever we're going to talk about today. Don't forget to call in next week, too, because you asked me a couple questions about some cults and stuff, and I wanted to talk to you about that. I had some stuff prepped for you.
Okay.
So make sure to call in next week.
Anyway, I want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving, and thank you for making my commute home enjoyable, and I get to learn, too.
Yeah, you're more than welcome, brother. I so appreciate you listening. I so appreciate your prayers and support, and you calling in and sharing from time to time. You've asked some really great questions, and you make the show fun to do, and I appreciate that very much.
Well, you're welcome. And to your whole crew, you guys have a happy Thanksgiving. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you, sir. A great Thanksgiving for you and your family. Thank you so much. Nice job. There's Jeff calling in. He calls in and asks those cool questions, and that kind of makes it interesting, so it's kind of fun that way. Paul's already set in. Okay, so here we're talking about Thanksgiving, and why are we talking about Thanksgiving? Well, there's two reasons.
Because it's tomorrow.
Yeah, one is...
It's the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, so it makes sense that we talk about it. We don't have a show tomorrow, so we might as well talk about it today.
Well, actually, tomorrow, though, you know what we're doing? The replay on my testimony. So for somebody that's not doing anything, or if the Lions have already lost...
Which they will.
And you're kind of getting into that point, and you want to hear something about some scary stuff. Ooh, scary. It's pretty interesting testimony. I mean, it's kind of different. Most people are
like... You're the man now, dog.
Yeah, it's not my testimony, really. It's the Lord's testimony in my life. It's his work in my life. So I think it's pretty fascinating. So anyway, but don't forget tomorrow, Thanksgiving. So we're talking about Thanksgiving. And oh, by the way, Robo Producer, we did Facebook in the first hour, 1 Thessalonians 5:18. So I know you wanted that note, so we wanted to put that on this. See how I do that, folks? I tell you what I said earlier so he can write it down so that when he podcasts it, it's there.
So that way you can go back and listen to it again.
Yeah, that's not why I do that.
Well, it was that good.
Yeah, that's right. It was that good. I'm going to go with that one. So we have in studio with us somebody who's no stranger to the show because he opens up about 95% of the shows. I mean, I put it there. We have Robo Paul on one microphone. We have Robo Producer on another microphone. This is the first time I ever felt like I was being ganged up on.
Careful what you say, David.
Yeah, it's got to be careful. But anyway.
Revenge of the producers.
Yeah, well, you guys, I'm thankful for both of you. We've had an outstanding 13-month.
Can't believe it.
Yeah, it's a 13-month experience.
It's been an experience.
It's been an experience. You guys never thought, you thought when I first came in, who is this guy?
I told Paul, yeah, give him 90 days.
He was generous. I said 30.
Yeah, and you know what's funny is they've been trying to give me 90 days, but I keep skipping. Anyway, so they never catch.
Did you get the pink slip in the box, Dave?
Yeah, I got that pink slip. I put it together with a yellow slip, and I got an orange slip. I don't know how that happened, but something about colors and mixing and something like that. I think it's just absolutely astounding that they keep trying to switch my key. And they don't know that I don't come in from the door. That's the funny part. Anyway, talk to me about Robo Paul, about the fact that you're saying that
Tryptophan.
Tryptophan. It's tripped over the fan. I tripped over the fan.
Yeah.
I've been saying fan for years. That's not changing.
All right. So talk to me about this. That this is not what makes you tired.
Earlier in the show, you mentioned something about, you know, we'll eat a lot of turkey, get some tryptophan, and you all take naps.
Right.
Tryptophan is not what makes you sleepy.
What does tryptophan do besides tryptophan?
Tryptophan is something very important that our bodies need. It's what's called an essential amino acid. It's a precursor to a chemical called serotonin, which helps regulate our emotions. What actually makes you sleepy is chemicals called glutamate and GABA. Glutamate makes you awake. GABA helps you go to sleep. Well, what actually makes you sleepy with the Thanksgiving meal is not the tryptophan in the turkey, which turkey is a great source of tryptophan.
Okay.
Which is something your body needs. What makes you sleepy with a Thanksgiving meal is all the starches. It's very hard for your body to digest starches. Well, pretty much everything in a traditional Thanksgiving meal has starches in it. Your potatoes, your sweet potatoes, your stuffing. There's a lot of starches in a traditional Thanksgiving meal, so that's what makes you sleepy. It's not the tryptophan.
So what was the thing that makes you awake? You said one thing made you awake, and
it's a chemical called glutamate.
Or glutamate?
Yes.
And the thing that makes you tired
is a chemical called GABA.
Now, is that where they get gobble, gobble, gobble from GABA, or is that just kind of a coincidence?
It's a coincidence. GABA, I can't remember what GABA stands for, but it's...
Sounds like a bad fraternity.
GABA say by GABA.
Yes.
I don't even know what that meant, but it was a good one.
But your body does need tryptophan because your body needs a chemical called serotonin. It can't make serotonin without tryptophan, which your body cannot produce. So you have to ingest tryptophan to make serotonin, which your body needs to survive.
You never know about RoboPaul. He comes in, he studied French, right?
Je parle plus français.
Okay, don't even start. Don't start or I'll throw my pen at you. And then the second thing is, besides French, he's in chemicals. And did a chemical, what did you do? You were doing
my degree's in neuropsychology, so that's where that came from.
And you're doing radio.
I'm a strange man.
Is there a psychological element in this whole process?
I am working on this show, so
yeah,
I'm clearly crazy.
Okay, and that's a very nice sound effect. Can you do that again? You know, that sounds like a caller who was upset with me. Do that again. That's what I thought they said. Anyway, that's a very fascinating. I did not know that.
Yeah,
so the tryptophan.
Yes.
It's in more than turkey, though, right?
Pretty much anything that's high in protein, any of your meats is going to have tryptophan in it. Like, actually, beef is a higher source of tryptophan than turkey is.
Wow.
Paul, I'm a big fan of the trypta.
You are a tryptophan.
You are a tryptophan.
Indeed.
And there you go. Are you a fan of Tripta? That is good. That's a very funny thing. All right. So are we at a break, by the way? Are you?
We're over a break.
Oh, we got to go.
And through the woods.
To grandma's house we go. My grandma.
Thanksgiving.
She'd been gone for a long time.
For Thanksgiving dinner.
Here's the bottom line. Nice job, RoboPaul.
Thank you
for explaining that to us. When we come back, we're actually going to do a DDD about Thanksgiving. What? Can we do something like that? So close to Thanksgiving? Yeah. Why not?
I got some oats for you to get up. I got a lot of oats.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Why would you go anywhere? Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Dr. Luana Steins can be heard every weeknight, Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. on KPRZ. Dr. Steins will be covering many controversial issues, including can women preach the gospel? What will Jesus say about women? Is the Holy Spirit with speaking in tongues for today? Is homosexuality acceptable before God? Join A Touch from Above with Dr. Luana Steins every night at 9 p.m., Monday through Friday on KPRZ. Dr. Steins is the author of three books, Mission America, Golden Nuggets, and A Mother's Story, Part 1 and 2. which are available on Kindle. Paperback can be ordered at atouchfromabove.org. Dr. Luana Steins is the president and founder of A Touch From Above Ministries and Prayer Mountain. Join Dr. Luana Steins at 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on KPRZ. For more information, log on to atouchfromabove.org or call 760-789-6207. 760-789-6207. Don't forget to tune in every Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. A Touch From Above with Dr. Luana Steins.
Joey, E. Cole is here with their heat treatment.
And they got their electro gun over there.
Yow! And we can't run across the borate field. What are we going to do?
Nowhere to run. Nowhere to hide. Oh, this is it, though.
You've got that right, Joey. When E. Cola arrives, there's no place a termite can hide. Hi, this is Sue Freeze, the termite lady from E. Cola. Our inspectors know how to find and eliminate termites in your home by using family-friendly, pet-friendly methods like E. Cola heat, electric gun, and other non-chemical along with traditional treatments. You won't hear termites talking or singing ever again when E. Cola's around. Right now, new customers get $100 off any termite work. So call us for a free home estimate, 877-332-BUGS. That's 877-332-BUGS.
I got a bad feeling about this.
E. Cola, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. 877-332-BUGS.
If you're looking for a successful career, Excalibur Roofing wants to talk with you. You can become part of the Excalibur Roofing team, which operates with a positive family atmosphere. We have positions now available for qualified installers and apprentices who must have a heart to serve others and an openness to learning new skills. You need to have a good driving record and 5 years in roofing or in construction, plus a good attitude. This is a full-time career with training, benefits, and exciting challenges every single day. If you're excited to be a part of San Diego's most trusted roofing company, then Excalibur Roofing Services has a position for you. Please call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803 to apply, or go to excaliburroofing.com and fill out the contact us form on the website. Get your career on top of things with Excalibur Roofing today.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Oh, I'm your host, David Spoon. Oh, thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you're trying to figure out why I said, I keep banging the microphone. Watch this. Watch. Okay, well, see, if you hit your head, it doesn't do the same thing. If you hit it from underneath, it does. Hey, remember earlier, you weren't in this. And we were talking about Heather Lloyd's husband, Brian. He pointed out that that Mr. Ives playing the snowman, he was acting like he was playing a banjo. And then it turns out that he wasn't actually playing a banjo.
I actually already have an answer for that.
Okay.
He was playing the air banjo. There were no strings on the banjo.
I see what you're saying. He was playing a banjo on the show. Okay.
See?
Well, Brian caught that the guy's playing a banjo, but there's no actual sound in it. So guess what? I got a text. Of course I did.
From Pearl Ives?
No. Well, close. Okay. Kind of. What I said was, gosh, is there nobody that does banjo songs? You know, because the only banjo song I could really think of was Dueling Banjos, which I thought, if they don't have banjos in Dueling Banjos, I quit. It's like, what's the point of a banjo? Because it's dueling banjos. And so I said, doesn't the Beverly Hillbillies, that was my question, I just asked it out loud on the air, doesn't the Beverly Hillbillies have a banjo in it? I got a text, and it says, yes, in Beverly Hillbillies, the theme song is played by Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs. One playing a banjo, the other playing an acoustic guitar. And then this is from Wilhelm Spoon, and he says, we musicians know everything.
Nice.
How funny is that? That's pretty funny stuff. Did I do our intro? I can't remember what
I
did.
No, you did not.
Oh, okay. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. Welcome back. We're right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, and I can ruin any intro. Trust me. I wanted to do a DDD, but you know, reading that was funny. What do I got? 3 minutes? Can I pull off this DDD? Can I do it? Am I allowed? Can I do it?
You are not authorized to access this area.
Yeah, that's not the answer I was looking for. All right, let me do this quick one. Ready? All right, so I got like 3 minutes, right? 2 minutes or something. Okay, I can do it. Like hike. Yeah, I can see your hand up there.
You got 3 minutes.
It looks like a stub. I can't see because of the reflection. What did you just do? Okay, you're standing up. Now it looks like you're trying to stop because you're Iron Man. You're trying to stop the pulsing by sticking your hand out. What are you doing? That's 5, not 3. Anyway, here we go. Luke chapter 9, verse 16. Now, you know we got to do a Thanksgiving DDD, folks. I haven't really had a chance to do too many DDDs. Luke chapter 9, verse 16. Now, this is gonna catch you by surprise. Watch this. Luke 9, 16. Listen to what it says. This is talking about Jesus. Then Jesus took 5 loaves and 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke them. He kept giving them to the disciples to set before the crowd. You're thinking, that's a Thanksgiving DDD? You betcha. Listen to what he did. I'll read it again and I'll explain it. It's kind of cool. Then Jesus took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke them. He kept giving them to the disciples to set before the crowd. 4 things. Jesus took what he had. He took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. You know what Jesus didn't do when he fed the 5,000? He didn't go, is this it? This is it? This is all I got? Jesus took what he had. He didn't complain about what he didn't have. He took what he did have. Now, we're great at complaining about what we don't have, but Jesus sets an example to show us how to act with what we do have. So he took what he had, and then what did he do with it? He looked up to heaven. He took what resources he had, and he looked to God the Father. He looked unto the Father. Do you want to know what Jesus is teaching us? How to walk, how to live the Christian life. He took what he had, he looked up to heaven, this is it, and he gave thanks for it. Oh, wait a minute. He took what he had, didn't complain about what he didn't have, he looked up to heaven, and he gave thanks for what he had. And the 4th thing he did when he did all that was he set us an example. So he takes what he has, the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. He looks up to heaven where the resource comes from. He gives thanks for what he does have, and he shows us how to walk the Christian walk. That, my friends, is a DDD for Thanksgiving. You take what you do have, you look up to heaven, you give thanks for it. That's the example Jesus set for us. Got that? That is totally cool, right? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. And when we come back, oh my goodness, these stories are going to make you shudder.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
If you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to keep getting what you're getting. Hi, friends. Marty Schneider, the retirement professor here. You know, after 33 years of advising clients, I finally found a way to educate my listeners about retirement planning issues without you having to leave your house or office. It's my brand new on-demand retirement planning seminar that you can view anytime, any day. If you're concerned about making the right decisions with your long-term planning, please take 14 minutes to view this educational powerhouse. There's a downloadable workbook to help you retain the information that you're going to learn, and you can even pass this along to friends or family members. Simply visit the new website, theretirementprofessorpresents.com. Again, theretirementprofessorpresents.com. I am the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. You can call me at 800-727-PLAN for your consultation, or simply visit the on-demand workshop, theretirementprofessorpresents.com.
Melody McDonald grew up right here in El Cajon with her 9 brothers and sisters. She is now a missionary in Albania, where less than 1% of the population follows Christ. Hi, I'm Colin McDonald. My sister always wanted to be a missionary, and after graduating from San Diego Christian College, she realized that dream by moving to Albania to start a children's ministry. Melody and her husband, Arion, are currently in San Diego raising support for their latest project, a church plant in an unreached Albanian city. This is where you can help. On Saturday, November 30th at 7 p.m., a group of talented musicians are hosting a benefit concert for Melody and Arion. The concert will be at Faith Bible Fellowship in Santee, 9971 Mission Gorge Road. You are invited to attend this special event. Together, we can help Melody and Arion bring the gospel to Albania. For more information, please visit online at benefitalbania.com.
No one in San Diego wants gophers, rats, or mice on their property. Then the question becomes, do you handle the problem with chemicals or find a natural solution? A government study proved that one nesting pair of barn owls can consume 2,000 gophers, rats, and mice per year, whether they nest in the city or the country. The Barn Owl Box is a green solution to San Diego's rodent problem. Working together, we can stop using poison outside. Poison doesn't control the rodent population in San Diego, but it does make owls very sick, and when their babies ingest poison, they die. Get an owl box made from organic materials and gain real control over rodents on your property. This is an affordable, long-term, natural answer to your problem. Boxes start at just $350. Call Tom at 760-445-2023. Learn more online at barnowlboxes.com. 760-445-2023.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Proud to say, this segment brought to you by our good friend Eric Holloway and Excalibur Roofing. By the way, Eric was going to be in studio today. I already told everybody this, but he wasn't able to make it today, which means that he has a lot going on, which he's probably just doing roof work or family work, right? Or ministry work. It's either roof work, family work, or ministry work, or for all him, those are all the same. The bottom line is, with Eric and with the company, they're going to come in next Friday at 3 p.m. We're already set and already put that in my book. So if he doesn't show up next Friday, either the rapture happened. Oh, no, that's a joke. Anyway, so he's got 20 years of experience, active member in the BBB. The bottom line is, when they're serving people that they take care of, when they're doing estimates, when they're doing roof work, they do it as unto the Lord. And the bottom line to that is, if you have any roof issues, contact them, engage with them. You will be exceedingly pleased with them. You will send me emails saying you're exceedingly pleased. That's what's going to happen. All their estimates are free. All you got to do is call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or go to excaliberroofing.com on the website. Kind of check all the stuff out. And then they also have a contact us button there on the website. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Were you able to find that soundbite, or can I just say this thing and go on?
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a tiger by the toe. If he hollers,
the answer to your question is no. This is the best I got.
Nothing but maturity here on the David Spoon Experience. And why are we seeking maturity? Because we know that unless you're a child, you shall in no wise enter the kingdom of heaven. Aha! Aha!
That wasn't the original stunt, but yeah, that works.
1935, Ginger Rogers and Johnny Mercer at Decca Records in Los Angeles. 1935, on this date, recorded Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe. That's why we did that. That's a good one, huh? I think that's great. What do you think? That works for me. All right. Do you want me to get into these stories that are going to overwhelm you?
Indeed.
Okay. I don't know if I should do these like as I got to be careful I do this because some of these are amazing. 1, 2, 3, 4. I got 4 stories. What would you like first? Are you looking for the bacon one or are you looking for the absolute most bizarre book one?
Do I really need to even answer that question.
No, not really. So we're going to wait on the bacon one.
Yeah, woo! Thanks, Dave.
Hey, no problem. Here's something that took place at auction. I bet you didn't hear about this. Write this down. This is big news. The book that was auctioned for $14.2 million. There's a book worth $14.2 million. Apparently, and this book was auctioned, ladies and gentlemen. The book was called the Bay Psalm Book. It is actually from the Boston church, listen to this, that Samuel Adams attended and where Benjamin Franklin was baptized. It's a book that is a faithful translation into English from the original Hebrew from the Book of Psalms.
I'm not going to lie, I want that book.
Is that unbelievable? So they in this is that incredible? From 1640, this translation took place.
Especially because Sam Adams is actually in history one of my favorite patriots.
All right, now listen to that. The 1640, they did this church translation from Hebrew into English on the Psalms. That's what this book is. I mean, that's how cool is that? Right? I don't know that people should be paying $14.2 million, but, you know, that's the marketplace that we live in. But I would certainly love to get a copy of that book just to read the interpretive skills that they use, just to read what level of hermeneutics they use to get to the Psalms. I'd like to see that. I'd love to read it because I like reading different variations. I think it's one of the most wonderful things of Scripture. The Lord is so big. He's so much bigger than translators and people. It makes me laugh. When people, oh, he can't keep his message going. No, he can speak matter into, you know, just by speaking. No matter into matter by words. But he can't write a book. It's like, come on. He can't get his message through. You don't understand sinful man. Nope, I'm sorry. You don't understand a sovereign God. Oh, bazinga. Thank you. There's my bazinga. Number two, I got story after story. You want me to keep going? Do you have a
bacon.
Choice? Do you have a choice,
bacon?
Really? I'll do bacon in the last segment.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
Yeah, okay, here it is. The most meaningful Thanksgiving you will ever have. Ready? Now, guess who gave me this? Professor X, the head of us mutants here. Professor X gave me this page, sent this page. Now, he sends it to the different people, but I get these things as well. And it says how to have the most memorable Thanksgiving ever. Three tips. They're not biblical tips. They're kind of practical tips for having a good Thanksgiving. Okay? So they're not, this isn't gospel. This is good advice, good insight. Remember, in the multitude of counselors, there is wisdom. So there's wisdom that can come out of just getting good insights from people that do different things. Here's one of those things. Ready? Are you ready for this? Because this is what you got to do tomorrow. I'm going to do it now, and then it's going to be recorded. And then instead of doing it tomorrow, I'm just going to, when anybody says anything tomorrow, I'm just going to say, refer to the podcast.
Oh, by the way, I heard your Thanksgiving changed.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. The Thanksgiving tradition was going to be just the wife and I, and the Lord has challenged our selfish thinking. And has asked us to open our doors, not just to family, but to friends and neighbors. And we have said yes. I'm not going to say no, because A, I don't want to walk funny. And then B, I don't know anybody else who's got a heaven to put me into. So I'm just going to follow whatever the Lord shows.
Good answer. Okay. Good answer.
Good answer. And it's not a problem. It's been our tradition. But if the Lord wants to change the tradition because he wants to do something, it's like, I'd rather go along with the ride with the Lord, you know, drive in the car, then get on a bus that goes through the same circle. I'd rather go on a ride with God anytime.
Don't worry, Dave. I promised every time you lend me a movie, I will stick to the 9-month plan.
I'm not even going to comment to that. All I can say to you is that an exit for Tijuana? Anyway, here we go. So here we go. So it's an inside joke, folks. If you think it's funny, then you really do like the show. Here's what we got. 3 points coming from Professor X that come actually from Jerry Dell something something something. Somebody's going to come in and tell me what his name is. Here it is. Ready? The number one thing to do on Thanksgiving dinner, no matter what, is toast the chef. That's a good one right there. Because the person who's cooking all the food and putting everything together, or the people that are cooking all the food, they're putting their time, their effort, and their energy into doing something that's serving, and you got to acknowledge it. Let me say right now, my wife is super terrific just for being willing to do that. So I give her big, big props. Ready? Number two. Ready? Number two, avoid drama. Now, this is a challenging one. If you've got a drama king or queen at your Thanksgiving celebration, vow to bite your tongue before letting them lure you into an argument. Apparently, these guys have never been to a Jewish Thanksgiving. That's all I can say. I don't know what you're talking about there. We just throw food. I don't even know what they're talking about. So avoid drama, which means you know who's going to be the drama person. Just pull it back. Pull it back. Okay. Number three, and I think one of the best. Number three, be a good listener. God gave you two ears and one mouth. Use it as a lesson. Whoa. How's that one? Two ears and one mouth. Use it as a lesson. That's a good one right there. What do you think? I think that's good, right? That's pretty good. All right.
Now, did you say toast the chef or give toast to the chef?
No, I said toast the chef, but I didn't mean put the chef in a toaster.
Oh, okay.
I meant
I'm really glad you clarified that.
I'm just taking care of business right here. Let's see.
Bacon?
Yeah, not yet. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and I got two stories and a little spiritual thing I want to talk about, and then we'll probably do our big exit. But don't go anywhere. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Coming back for a mega segment. Don't go anywhere. Spinning wheel, got to go around. Talking about your troubles, it's a crying sin.
Painted pony, let the spinning wheel spin. Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Beat the crowds and get free shipping at fleetfarm.com, the website with everything. Use promo code FLEETFARM for free standard shipping on all your holiday purchases. That's fleetfarm.com and use promo code FLEETFARM for free standard shipping this season. Fleetfarm.com, we love it.
What can one person do? One person can potentially reach hundreds of illiterate people in India and change their lives forever with the good news of Jesus Christ through a talking Bible, an audio Bible in their own language. One person listening right now can give a talking Bible and help an evangelist reach a fishing village where they've never heard of Jesus, and he'll play God's word to the people there, resulting in hundreds who accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. By being that one person who picks up the phone right now, you can literally change lives for eternity. The new and improved Talking Bible can be donated for just $35. Please call Talking Bibles with your one-time gift of $35 at 760-745-8105. That's 760-745-8105 or online at kprz.com. This work cannot be accomplished without your help. We need just one person to call right now. Is that one person you? Call 760-745-8105.
When KPRZ's Cameron Bradna needed a dentist, he went to Dr. Rhea Middleton Dentistry.
When you visit Dr. Rhea Middleton, you can tell that their goal is to create the most relaxed and comfortable visit possible. I had to go in for some cleaning, a couple fillings, and all that work only took about an hour. They're super quick, super gentle.
Okay, Cameron, what makes Dr. Middleton different?
Right, so I'm laying there on the chair. I got the bib on, I got the little sucker dude dad thingy in my mouth, and here comes Dr. Middleton, and you can just tell she treats everybody like family. She's also an in-network doctor that accepts all PPO plans, and patients without insurance, no problem, just $75 for a cleaning exam and x-ray. And there's plenty of free parking right in beautiful La Jolla. I'd recommend Dr. Middleton to anyone and everyone.
Call Dr. Middleton today at 858-459-1600. That's 858-459-1600.
Oh, and Dr. Middleton said that for any new KPRZ patient who comes in for a teeth cleaning exam and x-ray, will receive a free in-office teeth whitening. A super sweet deal.
Sweet?
Taking care of business in San Diego is all about the people. Hi, I'm Art Valenzuela, and I want you to meet the people who make business and jobs happen right here in our hometown. This is your invitation to listen to The Startup with me, Art Valenzuela. New here on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ. Saturdays from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Find out more online at thestartupsocal.com or call 858-356-4144. The Startup, Saturdays at 7 p.m. on KPRZ.
The Village Church Community Theater invites your family to celebrate Christmas and experience live theater. Don't miss the fully staged musical production of Frank Capra's masterpiece, It's a Wonderful Life, December 13th through the 15th. Adult admission is $15 for preferred seating, $10 for general seating. Friday evening, December 13th at 7:30, Saturday at 4 and 7:30, and Sunday at 2 p.m. The Village Church, 6225 Paseo Delicias in Rancho Santa Fe. Find details online at villagechurchcommunitytheater.org.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. San Diego, California. You can reach the show by sending an email. Are we in San Diego?
San Diego.
Who's not going to beat the Broncos?
San Diego.
Wow, it's still sunny in
San Diego.
That's right, San Diego.
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner by knockout, the heavyweight champion of the world,
San Diego.
Yeah, that's what I said. Just to let you know. A couple of stories we got to go over real quickly, not the least of which is the story of bacon. Should I wait or should I do the story now? You want it now?
I want it now, Dave.
All right. It's not the kind of bacon you think, but we'll see what you think of this story. Bacon, ladies and gentlemen, in the news. Bacon is in the news. You're sitting there thinking, well, Dave, you talk about bacon before. Bacon is what the lady said that people should eat to live to be 107. Bacon is a wonderful food for many people. Some people don't like the smell. We found that out because the bacon company had to close in San Francisco because the bacon company smelled like bacon.
How can you not like the smell of bacon?
Some people don't like the smell of bacon. Other people don't like the smell of happy, joy, tear, tear, smile, smile. Anyway, bottom line is this. Now, for your smelling pleasures, guess what's coming to the market? Bacon-scented deodorant.
Seriously?
Seriously. And fried chicken scented candles. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Bacon scented deodorant and candles with the aroma of fried chicken. These are going to be on sale this holiday season. If you are unable to find them, go to the Kentucky for Tourism website and you will find bacon deodorant links and fried chicken links for candles, fried chicken.
Is there a coleslaw one in there too?
I do not know, but I will tell you that they have a new obsession. I guess there's this company that does all these bacon products. Bacon popsicles, Baconaise, which is like bacon and mayonnaise, bacon lip balm, bacon lube. I don't know what that is.
Baconaise sounds good.
Yeah, bacon sunscreen, bacon croutons. That's pretty normal. There's a bacon website, of course, but now I think we've gone to the new level. When you're using deodorant for your underarms, bacon deodorant, if you want to smell like breakfast every day and have your friends know it.
Something's telling me if you're married or you got a serious girlfriend, they're not going to like that too
much. I think, though, the great thing about that is if you use bacon deodorant and you walk in, then somebody's going to go, just come for breakfast? That's great, right? It's like you're a breakfast person. If you're like me, I don't eat breakfast as often as I should, and now people will think I'm eating breakfast, you know? I think the fried chicken on the scented candles might be something we could use here in the studio. Because it's really cold in here, and then if we have fried chicken smell coming up, I can just tell them we have a chickenery. What do you think? That works. Yeah? Okay. Did you like that story?
I did.
Okay.
I don't think I'm going to buy it, but...
You'll love this story. This is my favorite story since... one of my favorite stories since I've done the show. Teenager becomes musical prodigy after having a concussion. Can a concussion rewire the brain to make you more talented? One high school junior is saying it happened to him, crediting his newfound musical ability to concussions he suffered in middle school. Here's what his mother said. He really had no talent whatsoever. I would say, can you hear this? And he would be like, no. But in sixth grade, he had a concussion, and basically by concussion, they're saying he had a knock on the head during a lacrosse game, and then he started to exhibit some unique behaviors. They took him to a doctor. Everything was fine. All of a sudden, he became a musical prodigy. Okay, this is a true story. Comes out of Denver. Listen to this. Here's what I wrote. Maybe, possibly, and this is not for people to do because we do not advocate, advocate violence. We are not for that. But possibly, I'm saying, is it possible that every once in a while, a swift smack on the head could generate talents, common sense, and a reality check for some people? It seems like this young man was playing lacrosse, not really figuring out what was going on in life, accidentally got hit in the head, now he's a musical genius. It's like, wait a second. Wait, hold on. He's playing, he does nothing, cares nothing about music, smacks on the head, now he's a musical genius. You know... I'm just saying.
It's kind of like how you got the radio gig.
Exactly how I got here. Exactly. All right, let's go on a good one. Luke chapter 12, verse 6 through 7. I only got 2 minutes, so I want to do it right. Listen up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, creatures of all ages and sizes. Listen up, Luke chapter 12, verse 6 through 7. Here's what it says. Aren't five sparrows sold for 2 pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten in God's sight. Indeed, the hairs on your head are all counted. Don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. A penny is worth more than a sparrow. How do I say that? 5 sparrows were sold for 2 pennies. A sparrow's not even worth a penny. Wow. Yet it counts to God. Our hairs are numbered. Is that insignificant? It's insignificant to you and I, but here's the deal. Does that mean that God actually counts and knows the number of hairs on your head, the number of follicles? Yes, that's what it means. He knows his creation so well, he knows the hairs on your head. Now, here's the scary part. You know how sometimes you think that God doesn't care or that he's not listening or that you're not processing with him? He's so far beyond that thought process you're having. He knows things about you you will never, ever know. And he holds them. So, Robo Producer, how many hair follicles do you have?
I got no clue.
Isn't that amazing that God knows the exact number? And in my case, when you get over 50, he knows the exact number to subtract every year. Isn't that amazing, though? He knows the hairs on your... They're numbered. Oh, it doesn't mean that, Dave. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't understand. You're not a Bible believer. Oops, my bad. Because Jesus said that. Then he said this, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Here it is. You're significant to God. So when people go, well, you're not worth more than this, you're not this, you're worth the blood of Jesus Christ. And that is something to be thankful for. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. The show will be on tomorrow, even though it's Thanksgiving. I'm sharing my testimony. I hope if you haven't heard it, you get a chance to hear it. It's pretty me that the Lord did to me. God bless you. Have a great Thanksgiving. We'll talk soon. To celebrate you, baby, I have to praise you like I should. Kevin Davis here with Tracy from Monta Vista Village. Tracy, they've got a big military.